Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Reed's Wrestling. I'm your host, Alan Reed, and today I'll be reviewing the January 24th edition of Raw. Before I get into my review, I wanted to give you guys my predictions on who's going to win the men and women's Royal Rumble match. We're going to start off with the men's Royal Rumble, and my pick for the men's Royal Rumble is Damian Priest. It's a far-fetched choice. I know not the most obvious one, not the most hated one, but I just feel like he's on a roll, even though he hasn't really been defending his United States Championship. But he has proven that he has the charisma, he has the look, he has, you know, he has what Vince McMahon likes, you know, the tall, being tall and strong and aggressive. And so I'm picking Damian Priest to win the Men's Royal Rumble. It was hard too, because my second place one is probably not going to win, but it would have been great, was Kevin Owens. But this year, for the first time in a long time, I couldn't really narrow it down to top five, because so many possibilities, so many ways it could go. So I'm torn, but my pick is Damian Priest. He will win the Men's Royal Rumble match. And my pick for the Women's Royal Rumble match is, it's an obvious one. Pretty sure everyone has her on their radar. Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan has to win this match, and I feel like they could finally maybe give her the moment that she needs. She wins the Royal Rumble, she goes to WrestleMania, she wins the Raw's Women's Championship, and I think it'll be a great moment for her. And they can kind of keep going this whole like, you know, like every year so far, you know, there's a woman that really wants something and they give it to her, and she has her WrestleMania moment, she has a moment in the spotlight. So I think it'll be great for Liv Morgan, and I think it would make up for everything that they've done to Liv Morgan when they pushed her, then they didn't push her, then they pushed her, then they took the push away. She almost won the championship. She didn't win the championship. So I think this would be a great way to kind of make it up to Liv Morgan and let her have her WrestleMania moment. So yeah, that is my picks for Royal Rumble. Men's Royal Rumble, Damian Priest. Women's Royal Rumble, Liv Morgan. Hopefully my predictions come true, because I'll be so happy. Now, I'm going to get straight into my review. And just a little heads up on this review. Might be a bit of a shorter episode today. Just because I felt like this episode of Raw was very bland and kind of dragged. And not a lot happened. But at the same time, some storylines did improve. They kind of keep going. They added more things. But other than that, it is going to be probably a shorter review than I usually do. So with that being said, the night, it started off with the weigh-in with Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. And I love how they're really making this rivalry, this feud, into something bigger than it is. You know, they're really going for that UFC / boxing style build up. You know, you do the weigh-in, there's drama on the weigh-in, someone gets pushed. You know, Brock and Lashley, they've done the promos, they've done the they did the stare downs. Now with Royal Rumble this Saturday, this is almost like the final confrontation before the big fight. So I love the way they incorporated this whole weigh-in UFC boxing type of drama. And Lashley came in. Oh, before that, I just want to say, I just love how Lashley came out, like, actually dressed for a weigh-in, you know, sweatpants, a hoodie. But then here comes Lesnar, not giving a total fuck about anything. He wasn't even dressed for the weigh-in. He just wore jeans, a flannel, a cowboy hat. He gave no shit. And I love that, because it signals to us that he is confident. He is cocky. He knows he's going to win. He's going to win on Saturday. He knows he's going to beat Lashley, so he's not even taking him serious. And I love the vice versa of this, where it makes Lashley more pissed off. It makes him more angry. Makes him more of like, okay, you don't take me serious, but watch when I beat you on Saturday. So it's a balance of, okay, we have the cocky champion, and then we have the, I guess, quote unquote underdog, which Lashley's not really an underdog, but it's kind of an underdog story where the champion's not taking the other person serious. So then Lashley, he came in at 273 pounds, and then Lesnar came in at 286 pounds. Those two are pure muscle too, so hey. And I loved how Lashley actually mocked Paul Heyman catchphrase where Lashley said that he is going to win on Saturday. And it's not a prediction, it's a spoiler, which I feel like Paul Heyman should probably get that trademarked because it's a great line. And like I said, Lesnar, he's not taking Lashley serious, and it's perfect. The confidence, the ignorance, you know, he thinks he's unbeatable, and here comes Lashley. He's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to beat you, and watch how to laugh, how I'm going to laugh when I beat you. And it makes Lashley more pissed off. The weigh-in itself, it was very short. It was like probably like 5 minutes, 6 minutes. It was just to start things, just to get things going. Nothing really happened. Brock just called Bobby who, you know, stuff like that. It was, I don't really think they wanted much to happen. They wanted to leave everything for Saturday. Like I said, they've had the confrontations, they've had the promos, they've had the stare down. So this one, it was more of like, almost like a teaser. Will something happen? Something won't happen. So then when both of them get unleashed on Saturday, we're going to see a hell of a match, which, to be honest, I'm more excited about this match than the Royal Rumble match itself, because Lashley versus Lesnar is going to be amazing. Then the first match of the night was Bianca Belair versus Queen Zelina. And I was thinking that there is a high chance that Bianca Belair could win this year's Royal Rumble match again. They might want to make her the first ever woman to win it 2 times in a row. But I don't think so. You know, someone is going to eliminate her. I don't think she's going to have her moment again. I could be wrong. She might actually win. But who knows? It's just, there's so many variables right now. And we don't know who's really going to come back and who's not going to come back. And as for the match with Bianca Belair and Queen Zelina, it was your typical women's match. Zelina actually had pretty much on Bianca's number during the match, but then Bianca was a bit overconfident, and Zelina, you know, she tried her best to hang on, like I said, but Zelina did actually, you know, hang on and actually give her a fight, and Bianca was just doing backflips and you know, the push to stand type of thing. It was, you know, her being confident. But Bianca, she gives Zelina the KOD, and Bianca Belair gets the win. The second match was Damian Priest versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship. Like I said, Damian Priest is my pick to win the Royal Rumble match. I'm just super high on the guy. He's a beast. He's a monster. He has the look. He's cool. You know, he can be this like this suave type of badass champion if they choose to pick him. So I was like, okay, this is good. Maybe Damian Priest could lose the United States Championship to Kevin Owens, and that will maybe signal for me maybe Damian will win the Royal Rumble match, even though it wouldn't even matter if he was champion or not. But it is what it is. As for the match, Kevin Owens, he did a really, really, really great spot. He did a senton from the apron, and Damian put his knees up, and it was a pretty good spot from outside the ring. Pretty good. This is also random, but I do miss seeing Damian Priest with, like, colored hair, with the purple hair, with the red hair, with the green hair. You know, it was, like, his thing, you know. I don't know. It was just, it's just a random thought, but, you know, the colored hair was, like, his thing, and now he just has it, like, plain black. I don't know. Maybe just, like I said, it's a sign. He's taking himself more serious. I don't know. Then Kevin Owens, he did a frog splash, and he almost got the 3 count, which I thought he almost won. He almost won the belt, so I almost got excited, but no. Damian Priest kicked out. And then the referee, he rang the bell due to Damian Priest not basically listening to him. He just kept attacking Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens wins the match by disqualification. And honestly, it was a waste of a match. I was disappointed. Because the match, it started out, it was a slow burn. Then it actually picked up, and it was actually really good. But then it just, the ending was just, it was a waste. You can hear the boos in the crowd. They were loud. It was disappointing. I don't know if Damian Priest is trying to go for like a heel turn, maybe. Like, I don't care. I'm just pissed off at the world right now type of guy. Because backstage, Sonya Deville was telling Damian Priest to get his shit together and stop making impulse decisions. So that could possibly be a sign that he might be turning heel or might not, which either way, I would still be a fan whether he's a heel or not. Then we have a six women's tag team match. Rhea Ripley, Dana Brooke, Liv Morgan versus Nikki Ash, or Nikki ASH, Carmella, and Tamina. This was a very random match. Nothing really happened. No one had a spot. No one had... I don't even know. It was almost like a mess. You know, Rhea Ripley, she made Carmella tap out. Nothing happened, and this was literally just a show filler. And after the match, Nikki, she ended up attacking Rhea from behind after the match. And obviously, they will have a match at Royal Rumble, or they're going to save that match for WrestleMania. Which, I mean, you want to save that for WrestleMania? It's a little too much. I mean, WrestleMania's until April. We're in January. I think it would be way, way too long for that rivalry. If it was more than what they're giving us, I would understand they want to save it. But with what they're giving us, it's just like, hey, like, you're my best friend now, I hate you type of thing. I don't really see it working that much. I honestly do not. It has to end at least maybe at Saudi Arabia Elimination Chamber next month. That's what I would say, but I don't really think it will. Then we have the Alpha Academy Academic Challenge, and it's basically just a spelling bee with every single wrestler just has to spell one word right. And I think this has to be the randomest segment ever, or at least in a long time. I fairly enjoyed it. I'm not gonna lie. I'd say it was okay. Something new. I mean, I liked it. It was just random. I was like, okay, wrestlers, you know, doing a spelling bee, okay. Chad Gable ended up spelling one word wrong, which caused, you know, Alpha Academy to lose the spelling bee. So then RK Bro won the spelling bee. And then this led to Randy Orton versus Chad Gables. And I'm actually surprised that RK-Bro isn't getting a rematch for the tag team titles at Royal Rumble. It was weird, or maybe they're going to add it, or it might be a pre-show. I don't know, but I find it really, really odd that they're not getting a rematch, or unless I'm forgetting that they're getting a rematch. My brain might be a little messed up. But yeah, and two, again, every single time to Chad Gable does not get enough credit. He went total tour Randy Orton, and he puts on quite the performance every single time he's in the ring. He really doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's great. He's even great on the mic. He knows how to insult the crowd to get heat. He knows how to what to say and how to say. I think he's super underrated. I think he probably should get a little bit more of a push. Otis, again, it's fair game. I don't know what to tell you about Otis. But during the match, Otis, he suplexed Riddle outside the ring. And then Randy Orton gave Chad Gable an RKO. And let me tell you, Chad Gable is a pro at selling the RKO. Man, I love the way he sells it. He just takes it and then he flips over. The most dramatic thing of life. And I love the way he sells it. And with Randy Orton winning the match, RK Bro gets to pick next week's challenge, and Riddle picks a scooter match, a scooter race. So it's gonna be quite the thing. And I love how Corey Graves, when it was announced, he was like, "How are they gonna make a scooter big enough for Otis?" So I can't wait. I hope they kind of go along with the joke and just give Otis like a very like over the top scooter just for the hell of it. Then we have, you know, Alexa Bliss journey back to Raw. It was just another therapy session. They're just building up to it. I'm pretty sure she is gonna return back at Royal Rumble, and her character now seems to be resembling Harley Quinn a lot more now. I don't know, I just see a lot of resemblance to Harley Quinn now. Maybe that was the whole purpose of it since this whole gimmick started. But until now, I'm noticing. Or maybe it was the way she carried herself yesterday during the segment. I just noticed a lot of similarities to Harley Quinn. It's not a bad thing. It's just you know, she goes away, she returns, she's still the kind of the same character. So I want to see some character development. I just don't want to see her just be the same lunatic chick that has supernatural powers, you know. And then we have AJ Styles versus Austin Theory. And let me tell you, this was an incredible match. Austin Theory has some competition. AJ Styles has some competition. Austin Theory, he had a lot of decent spots during the match. He hanged with AJ Styles to the match. This was probably better than their first encounter a few weeks ago. And I mean, every week Austin Theory does prove himself that he has what it takes to be a top contender. He can be WWE champion. He can be, you know, he can be a top contender. And plus, like we all know, he's Vince McMahon is super high on Austin Theory for some reason. Like more high than other people might be, but Austin Theory does back it up, and it was a great match. And it was also quite a lengthy match. They had a lot of spots, a lot of false finishes. You can see the frustration was building on Austin Theory when he couldn't put AJ Styles down. And then AJ Styles, he ended up winning with a phenomenal forearm, and which it bummed me out a lot that Austin lost, because could this ruin his momentum? I don't know. I mean, this could easily lead to more segments with Vince McMahon backstage segment, which I tend to like him because Vince almost looks like a overprotective father that wants his son to succeed. You know, I'm actually starting to enjoy this Austin and Vince segments, but I honestly don't think it will ruin his momentum, because even though you're high on the food chain, you're still gonna keep going. So no, I don't think this could ruin his moment. I don't think so. I think he's just gonna keep going. Everybody, and there are rumors saying that Austin Theory will be one of the final four guys remaining in the Royal Rumble match. So that would be interesting. And if Austin Theory was to win the Royal Rumble this year, that would be the shocker of the year. And the year just started. But that would be the shock of the year. Like, here comes that this rookie and he wins the Royal Rumble, and now he's going to WrestleMania. That would be an amazing monumental moment. That it could happen. It won't happen. I just say it won't happen. There's maybe under 30%, I'll say over 30%. But if you tell me over 70%, I'll say under 70%. So other than that, Austin Theory is proving himself that he is a force to be reckoned with. He is a true competitor and a true wrestler. And also, it was kind of weird not to see him Monday Night Raw without Omos there. He wasn't there at all. I mean, not that I really want to watch him so badly, but it was odd that he wasn't there. Omos, and supposedly they're pushing Omos to be like Great Khali or something, but he wasn't there, so it was interesting not to see him there. And then the main event of the night was Maurice's birthday bash with The Miz. There was a lot of presents inside the ring. She opened a lot of presents. There was a big present that was wrapped in gold, and everyone was like, okay, yeah, we know Edge or Beth Phoenix is inside the box. So then The Miz, he called in security. The security opens the box, and it's just the brick that Maurice used last week to hit Beth Phoenix with. And then apparently he was laughing, oh, you thought we didn't know what was inside there? Of course we did. And at the mere last seconds of the segment, Edge and Beth Phoenix come out. Edge and Beth Phoenix, this is ramshackle through the security. And they get into the ring. Maurice and The Miz just haul ass away, and Edge and Beth Phoenix, they destroy everything that's inside the ring. It was basically Edge crashes the wedding, I guess. The birthday celebration. Like I said, I mean, nothing much really happened in that time. It was literally again a show filler. And I don't know what I'm gonna think of this match, their mixed tag team match at Royal Rumble. It could be boring, it could not be boring, it could actually be one of the best matches of the career, it could not be one of the best matches of the career. It's hard for me. It's actually, sadly, one of the matches I'm least looking forward to, just because I don't know why. I just don't know. I'd rather have seen just Edge versus The Miz part, I don't know, 2 or something, you know. Would have been way better. And that is my review for Raw. Like I said, it was going to be short. Nothing really happened. I'm actually kind of disappointed in this episode of Raw. There were glimpses of hope, but overall the show, I would give it probably like a 4.5 out of 10. It was bland. Some of the feuds did kind of spread out, but other than that, nothing really, really exciting happened. The only really exciting part was really AJ Styles versus Austin Theory. I think they were the MVPs of the night. They had one of the best matches of the night, and probably the weigh-in, just because the weigh-in was actually kind of funny, the way Brock Lesnar wasn't taking it serious. So those are really my two highlights. But other than that, I do give this Raw 4.5 out of 10. Disappointing to see that a Raw before Royal Rumble, they didn't really do anything exciting to get us more excited for this Saturday for Royal Rumble, unless they're holding back on something, which I always hope they're holding back on something to surprise us at Royal Rumble. And that will do it for this review of Reese Wrestling. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.